So starting on the 1st of this month, the Starlight Super Swim, the aim is to raise $3 million for sick kids in hospital. Somebody knows an awful lot more about swimming than I could ever hope. It's Chloe McArdle, and she joins us now to have a chat about it. Chloe, how are you doing?
Oh, great, thanks. I'm very excited about doing the Super Swim Challenge.
You're actually going to be doing the swim yourself. And now, just for those of us that might not be aware, you've swum across the English Channel once or twice, haven't you?
Yes, plus another 42.
So you've done it 44 times, is that how, have I got that right?
Yep, all of them are swimming, none of them were on a boat.
Goodness gracious me. So doing the super swim, that'd be a bit of a doddle for you, wouldn't it?
Well, what I can do is make my training more exciting for the month and wrap in fundraising for a really good cause. I mean, what's more worthy than raising money for sick kids? So, it's just to make training more fun for the month.
Absolutely spot on. How do you make it more fun for us?
Well, what I've done is I've grabbed two friends and we've got our individual fundraising targets, and we've also created a team together. It's called Going the Distance, and we're really excited. And now we have a WhatsApp group and we kind of egg each other on and send photos of where we're swimming, because we live in Sydney, so we have outdoor venues that we swim in, and we kind of just keep each other motivated and accountable. It's lots of fun.
So when your friends come to you and say, hey, I've just done a couple of kilometres swimming, do you go, English Channel, 44 times?
No. I love encouraging people to swim, no matter what their level, ability, age. So I'm everyone's biggest cheer squad leader when they get in and swim. I just can't wait to congratulate them and encourage them to keep doing it.
What's your advice to somebody who is trying to swim for a distance longer than they would ordinarily do to challenge themselves?
Well, if someone's setting a stretch goal over the course of this month, first of all, congratulations for putting it out there and committing to it. That's a great first step. And then also to really, my advice to them is to just take it slowly. Like if they want to do 1 kilometre in the pool non-stop, then rather than treat it as a race, just do it at their own pace. And if they want to have drinks like hydration along the way, or some snakes which have got glucose in them, you know, those not real snakes and the lolly snakes, to just ease into those challenges and not to feel any pressure like it's a race or anything.
Do you feel some excitement when you get towards the end of a challenge like this? Like, I'm assuming once you see the other side of the channel, for example, that must give you some sort of an adrenaline boost?
Yes and no. So when I swim the English Channel, I'm usually heading towards France, and what happens is the last 3 to 4 hours the French shoreline actually taunts me.
Oh.
So I feel like I should be at the finish, and yet this goes on and on and on for hours. So it can be a bit of a mental challenge, but I guess what I tend to do is to focus on the process. So rather than keep focusing on the end and wanting to be the finish, is to think about, okay, well, all I can control right now is what's happening right now. So to have the most efficient stroke, to make sure my position in the water in relation to the support boat next to me is very good, and to be in the moment rather than wishing for something that's hours away.
That's probably the best form of advice that anybody taking up this Starlight Super Swim Challenge is just experience where you are out at the moment, and the goal will eventually, it'll turn up in good time.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, for some people, their goal may be a few kilometres a week, or maybe it's only 5 kilometres over the whole month, and that's totally fine. I just want to encourage people to get in, have a splash, and set whatever goal that they feel is suitable for them. I don't want people to think that they should, you know, have huge, big mileage goals like I do, but set something that really excites them.
Chloe, nobody's going to have a mileage goal like you do. If anybody would like to be a part of the Starlight Super Swim, what would you recommend they do?
I will jump on the website, superswim.org.au, to register and find out some more information. There's some great packs out there if you hit your fundraising targets. So it's a really fun thing to do over the course of the month, and to encourage others to get behind you, to sponsor you. And if you can recruit a few people to join you to have their own fundraising targets, then that's a great way to keep each other accountable and make it extra fun as well.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of swimmers in the Upper Hunter wanting to be a part of the Starlight Super Swim. Chloe McArdle, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.